Grace in the Methodist tradition is understood as manifested in three actions: prevenient grace, justifying or saving grace, and sanctifying grace. Prevenient grace is God wooing and beckoning us to Him long before we were ever Christians. As defined in the United Methodist Book of Discipline, it is the divine love that surrounds all humanity and perceives any and all of our conscious impulses. This grace prompts us our first wish to please God, our first glimmer of understanding concerning God's will, and our first slight transient conviction of having sinned against God. God's grace also awakens in us an earnest longing for deliverance from sin and death, and moves us toward repentance and faith. This prevenient grace exists for everyone. This knowledge is what allowed early Methodists to spread God's word so widely. They knew that God went before them, wooing and beckoning His children even before they ever heard of His word. Prevenient grace prepares the way. The Methodists were but instruments to help introduce and continue helping new Christians in their lives and faith journeys. Justifying grace is defined by Wesley as another word for pardon. It is the forgiveness of all of our sins and our acceptance with God. Justifying grace is the assurance of forgiveness that comes from repentance, from turning toward God's gracious gift of life in Jesus Christ. The Book of Discipline affirms, in justification, we are, through faith, forgiven our sin and restored to God's favor. This writing of relationship by God through Christ calls forth our faith and trust as we experience regeneration, by which we are made new creatures in Christ. Faith is our trusting in Jesus Christ. It is trusting that His death was for us. Justification is often referred to as conversion. It is a change in how we view ourselves, others, and the world around us. It marks a new beginning in our lives. Sanctifying grace is the grace perfecting us to live our lives in the image of Jesus Christ. The Book of Discipline states, we hold that the wonder of God's acceptance and pardon does not end God's saving work, which continues to nurture our growth in grace. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are enabled to increase the knowledge and love of God and in love for our neighbor. In a class that I took for my lead speaker certification, we read a book about our heritage, which brings up a lot of the background for today's information. The author, Kenneth Carter of the United Methodist Way, Living Our Beliefs, describes Wesley's beliefs that justification is what God does for us, the forgiveness of sins and incorporation into our new community. Sanctification is what God does in us, holiness of life, the entire love of God shed abroad in our hearts. Justification launches the process of being conformed to the image of Christ. Sanctification is how those lives are lived today in a transformation from the things of the past. As we tie everything together that I've talked about today, we see that God is asking us to live our lives as though we are trying to conform to the image of Christ. If we experience the first two actions of grace that Wesley describes, prevenient grace and justifying grace, and we stop there, we are living in a way that Bonhoeffer defined as cheap grace. We cannot go through life just as we had before we met Christ and he started a relationship with us. We must make the changes in our lives that allow us to practice holy living or sanctification. We must acknowledge the cost of God's grace and strive not to cheapen it. Remember also that we can be instruments of God's prevenient grace. We must demonstrate to others through our holy living that there is something different about us and allow them to be curious about what makes us distinct. This distinction is the way that we strive to walk the path that Jesus would have us walk. We must continue to remember the cost of God's grace for us. We must remember to strive in turning from the ways of our past As Paul emphasized in his letter to the Romans, we must remember our baptism. Amen.